Welcome to the Web3 Security Bulletin.
Let's get into this week's roundup. Insights on privacy and formal verification. Company news on address poisoning and chain support. A couple of big exploits. Regulation updates. And some research on wallets and supply chain.
What's in Insightful this week?
Several strong pieces. DappRadar has a post on why blockchain privacy matters in 2026, how it differs from anonymity, and which chains and protocols are leading for privacy-preserving dApps. Nethermind's formal verification team released an open-source formal model of the Ethereum virtual machine and Yule in the Lean Proof Assistant, aligned with the Cancun hard fork and validated against the official Ethereum test suite. That gives a solid semantic foundation for verifying smart contracts, clients, and zero-knowledge virtual machines. Certora has a post on securing ZKEVM optimizations with formal verification, supported by an Ethereum Foundation grant, focusing on so-called auto-precompiles from Powder Labs. Quill Audits argues that auditors should stop auditing base chain projects exactly like Ethereum because of subtle execution environment differences, and they highlight DeFi security considerations for Layer 2. Finally, Cyphron explains why auditing real-world asset protocols needs specialized expertise beyond standard DeFi. Tokenized physical assets bring unique challenges around off-chain data integrity, legal enforceability, and the bridge between digital and physical ownership. Links for all of these are on the blog.
What's in companies in the news?
Forta expanded its firewall to detect and block address poisoning scams, where attackers use lookalike addresses to trick users into sending funds to the wrong place. Cube3 AI also weighed in. Their systems detected a $360,000 loss to address poisoning in real time, and they note a recent surge in this vector. The post stresses that these attacks exploit copy-paste habits, and that speed and real-time detection are essential to avoid irreversible losses. Fireblocks announced it now supports 150 public blockchains, positioning itself as a leader in coverage for institutions.
Gimme the loot. What happened?
Two notable ones. Step Finance lost $27.3 million. Rekt News covers it. The vector wasn't a smart contract bug. An executive's compromised inbox was the entry point. So, even with audited contracts and bug bounties, human OPSEC was the weak link, and the treasury was drained of unstaked SOL. CrossCurve, the cross-chain liquidity protocol formerly known as EYWA, was exploited for about $3 million. SlowMist and Defamon Alerts report that attackers bypassed gateway verification in the receiver Axler contract using forged cross-chain messages to trigger unauthorized token unlocks. The protocol has since issued a security update and contained the exploit. SlowMist's stats this week: 22 hack events in 2026 so far, with total losses at about $104.9 million.
What's on the regulation side?
PwC's fourth annual crypto report for 2026 is out. It highlights a shift from policy design to implementation. Regulators are more aligned on reserve requirements, redemption rights, and AML/CFT compliance, with bodies like the FSB and FATF driving convergence. Stablecoin frameworks are now operational in the EU under MiCA, Singapore, and the US with the Genius Act, with a focus on coopetition between banks and fintechs. Institutional adoption has passed a point of reversibility. Traditional finance is embedding digital assets into core operations, and the stack is professionalizing with custody, execution, and settlement layers. The EU's DORA is an example of prudential and resilient standards. The report also notes that over 95% of stablecoins are dollar-denominated, though non-USD stablecoins and regional payment networks could challenge that. INREG has a quick primer on EU crypto regulation in 2026, covering MiCA, the transfer of funds regulation, and AMLD for firms in or targeting the EU.
What's in Research Corner?
Three papers. One treats wallet signing as an interpretability problem in secure interaction design. The authors studied how users interpret real signing requests and where usability and security diverge, and they suggest design changes for clearer, more trustworthy wallet flows. It's on Archive. Martin Monperis looks at software supply chain security in Web3, where familiar Web2 supply chain risks meet immutable, high-stakes blockchain systems, and maps the threat landscape for dApps and smart contracts with mitigations. The third is a CACM paper that proposes a framework using Shannon entropy to study centralization and decentralization over time across five ecosystems, including Bitcoin and Ethereum. The authors see recent trends toward centralization, with implications for resilience, independence, and security. All linked from the bulletin.
Anything else we should know?
Just that address poisoning and OPSEC remain front and center. Both the step finance and cross-curve incidents are reminders that code audits aren't enough without solid processes and validation. We'll be back next week.